From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. One day after the North's pledge to end its nuclear tests raised cautious hope, with both South Korea and the United States, President Donald Trump said Sunday that the North Korean nuclear crisis is far from over, but that he has hopes ahead of a planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Senator Bob Corker on ABC's This Week says he's not going to get too optimistic about the much-talked-about meeting.
Withdrawing from it would be seen by the international community as an indication that the United States is not a reliable partner. Iran has many options, and those options are not pleasant.
And that was Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif warning that the push to change the Obama-era Iran nuclear deal sends a very dangerous message that countries should never negotiate with Washington. Trump has demanded the flaws in the 2015 deal with Iran, made with six major powers, need to be fixed. President Trump will host French President Emmanuel Macron for a state visit next week as the Iran nuclear agreement hangs in the balance.
I'm glad they're meeting. I think all of us look at this with great caution and skepticism. That's been going on for 25 years, and obviously Kim Jong-un has learned about public relations and is setting it up well for him.
Dozens of shops in the Nicaraguan capital of Managua have been looted in protests and disturbances sparked by government social security reforms continuing into Sunday. Human rights groups say at least 26 people have been killed in several days of clashes. You're listening to VOA News.